A couple of weeks ago, we were bombarded with emails telling us about WolframAlpha.com. It's a website developed by the British-born scientist Stephen Wolfram. It's billed as a computational knowledge engine, a search engine that is brimming with data. It can answer all sorts of questions. Stephen Wolfram, with a background in mathematics and physics, has huge hopes for this enterprise.
The concept is to take all the kinds of systematic knowledge that have been sort of accumulated in the history of our civilization and try and make them computable and try and set it up so that any question that might be able to be answered from that body of systematic knowledge can be sort of automatically answered by the computer system.
Now, some of the questions that you can enter into Wolfram Alpha, math problems. I was entering quadratic equations that I would make up. It's astonishing. It solves them instantly. It is an astonishing online calculator in that sense. That would be one of the functions that it's performing here.
Mathematics is kind of a part of human knowledge that has been well systematized. And one of the things we're trying to do is to get it so that if science, engineering have made it possible to compute something, we want to make it easy to compute something for anybody.
You know, I was kicking the tires for the past week entering things, and because it is computational, there is a somewhat Spock-like character to its answers. I entered my name, Siegel, and it tells me that it's the 1,514th most common name in the U.S. and that only 9 times 10 to the minus 4th power of the people named Siegel are Amerindian. It's not especially useful information about the Siegels, but it is a statistical breakdown.
The thing that we're trying to do is to take the systematic knowledge that's been accumulated and be able to answer questions based on that systematic knowledge. For example, if you enter a first name, you might find something that is perhaps more immediately interesting. For example, one of the things it can tell you is it knows the birth rate of people with different first names over the past 100 years or something in the U.S., and then it knows also the death rate of people in general, and so it can work out if you meet somebody whose name is Charles or something, there's a certain probability distribution for what their likely current age is.
Now, but I saw your online demonstration of putting in 2 names and you get a comparison. Just enter John and enter Paul. You don't get a pontiff in the end. You get a comparison between the names John and Paul.
Right.
I found that with the names Bill and James, Bill James is actually a big deal baseball statistician, but when I put in Henry James, William James, or Harry James, those all popped up with the dates of birth and death of Henry James, William James, and the old band leader Harry James. So is the contribution of the philosophical pragmatist and the Anglophile American novelist, is what they've done ultimately quantifiable, or do you have wisdom and information that simply will not lend itself to any kind of computing, if you want to know about it?
That's a very interesting question. What about the world, and particularly about the human world, can readily be made computable? We're kind of starting in our project on things that are sort of more obviously computable, like dates of birth and death. A near-term thing would be a list of the works published by each of these people and, you know, how many copies were sold or some such other thing. Take, you know, Isaac Newton as an example of a person that you're going to sample. Well, then the output of somebody like an Isaac Newton is, in a sense, much more the kind of thing that we already know how to cast into computable form.
Newton, I believe, was also preoccupied with the nature of the Trinity for much of his life. That would be a little harder to get at in a quantifiable system.
Well, right. I think his last book was The Chronology of Ancient Kingdoms. He was interested in dating things based on history. That would be a bad source for historical dates, but that would be something which can be sort of ground up into something that is computational today.
But when you talked about when you acknowledged some limits of computation, you said for now, or at least at the beginning, you have hopes here. You have hopes that actually mathematics and computation can organize and explain a tremendous amount about existence and the universe and life.
Right. One of the things that I've spent a lot of time doing in the last 25 years or so is developing a direction in science that really takes as its foundation the idea that one should be able to sort of set up computer-like programs that represent things in the world. And one of the places that I studied a great deal is the natural world, where we see all these kinds of phenomena that in many cases seem to us very complex and that we seem to be able to describe only in very qualitative terms. And one of the things that honestly surprised me greatly is that looking across all these different pieces of complexity in nature, it's remarkably common that even though sort of what we see is highly complex, what underlies it may be something that is described in computational terms in a rather simple way.
Well, before you go, I just think I should concede here that while I did find that Spock-like quality to some of the quantifiable answers, the answer to the question, Wolfram Alpha, what is the meaning of life, is indeed a quantity 42, and that's, of course, is according to Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So the system is not without humor.
Right, and they restrained me from writing a large essay about what I thought a better answer would be.
Well, Stephen Wolfram, thank you very much for talking with us about WolframAlpha.com.
Thank you.